Massachusetts. Now I always ask what part. I wonder if you kept the pilgrim ashtray, if it's still propped on your bar cart. Could make a grand off of the chain you bought me, but damn, it's not for sale. When someone asks me who's my favorite Batman, I'll think of you and say Christian Bale.
Good morning, Metro Vancouver. You are listening to Richard's show on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting live from the beautiful Burnaby campus of Simon Fraser University, situated on the unceded coastal Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It's Saturday, June 27th, 2026. I am your host, Richard. Let's get caught up with the world with the top three news stories of the week. The first one, local infrastructure. The massive Patullo Bridge replacement project is finally entering its final testing phases. For those of us commuting between Surrey and New Westminster, the end of the traffic bottleneck might actually be in sight. The second news is tech industry shift. A major report released this week shows Vancouver has officially outpaced several major U.S. cities in AI research job growth. It's a great time to be in the computing science field here in Lower Mainland. The third news I have is SFU campus event. Simon Fraser University is kicking off the Summer Cultural Festival next week on the main quad. Expect incredible food, art and music from international student groups across the globe. And your weekend weather report. Summer has officially arrived in Burnaby. If you look outside, there is not a single cloud in the sky. We are sitting at 19 degrees Celsius right now, but it's going to climb to a beautiful 26 degrees this afternoon. Drink plenty of water and enjoy the sunshine. Today we are talking about language. Specifically, we are diving into the hidden mechanics of North American English speaking skills. We are going to look at intonation, the melody of the language, and a secret linguistic weapon called schwa. Later in the hour, I also share some high-level academic phrases that will instantly elevate your professional speaking. I want to hear from you what is the hardest English word for you to pronounce. Call me or text me at the studio 778-782-2573. And if you want to see the scene behind the job, you can follow the Instagram of the show at Richard Show 2025. Let's start the morning with an absolute masterpiece. Fugy, Killing Me Softly with his song.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly
This is why Clef Refugee came. Cries well. Little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time, one time. Hey, yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style.And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers.
Welcome back. What a beautiful song. Let's talk about the rhythm of English. When I first started learning English, my native Mandarin instincts, Mandarin instincts naturally wanted to give every single syllable the exact same weight and time. Mandarin is a syllable-timed language. It works like a metronome or a machine gun. Every syllable gets an equal beat. But North American English is completely different. It's a stress-timed language. It does not operate on a steady metronome. It operates like a rubber band. In English, we stretch out the important words, the nouns, the main verbs, the adjectives, and we completely squash the grammar words in between. Think about the sentence, I want to go to the store. A syllable time the speaker will say, like I said, but a local Native American speaker only stresses want, go, and store. The other words get crashed together. It sounds like, I want to go to the store. I want to go to the store. This is the melody of English. And it's a series of peaks and valleys. If you try to pronounce every single word perfectly, you will actually sound unnatural to a North American ear. You have to learn to let go of the small words and only hit the big ones. Let's listen to the second song, Leon Bridge, Smooth Sailing.
Over the horizon, smooth sailing, these concrete seas. She headed east down the boulevard, Duval. Sure, said I like the way, said I like the way. Sail your ship now, let me be your cargo. I won't weigh you down, no honey, I won't weigh you down. A destination, but I got a feeling I need to be your passenger. Sugar, let me be your passenger. Oh, sure, said I like the way, said I like the way. Sail your ship now, let me be your cargo. I won't weigh you down, no honey, I won't weigh you down.
Smooth sailing,
darling. Sweet pretty baby, won't you be my lady? Sweet honey darling, you know I'm calling. I want you. Said I like the way. Said I like the way. Sail your ship now. Let me be your cargo. I won't weigh you down. No, honey, I won't weigh you down.
You are listening to CHSF 90.1 FM. Make sure to follow the Instagram at RichardsShow 2025. Now that we know we have to squash the unimportant words, how do we actually do it? We use the most common sound in the entire English language. It's called the schwa. In the dictionary, it looks like upside down it is the sound of absolute laziness. It sounds like, your jaw is relaxed, your tongue is flat. Let's look at the word computer. You see an O and a U, a U and an E. But in North American English, only the middle syllable, P-U, gets the stress. The O and the E turn to the lazy schwa sound. It's not computer, it's computer, computer. Or the word banana is not banana. It's the first and last A, the first and last A are schwa. It's banana. The takeaway here is when you are practicing your speaking skills, stop trying to pronounce vowels the way they are spelled. Find the stress, the syllable, hit it hard. And let every other vowel in the word turn into a lazy, relaxed ah. This is the absolute secret to sounding like a local speaker. Let's get into the third sound I prepared. It's Daniel Casa, Get You, feat. Kelly Archie.
your cries that can be heard from far and wide. It's only the two of us. Everything I need between those thighs. Every time I look into your eyes,
Welcome back to Richard's show. Let's talk about intonation. Intonation is how your voice rises and falls at the end of a sentence. In English, pitch completely changes the meaning of words. If I say, you are going to the library, with my pitch falling at the end, it's a statement of fact. If I say, you are going to the library, with my pitch rising at the end, it suddenly becomes a question. Even though I didn't change a single word. But there is a trap here in modern North American speaking called uptalk. This is when people end every sentence with a rising pitch. Like they are asking a question. For example, hi, my name is Richard. I'm hosting the show, the radio show today. When I'm standing in front of a class as teaching assistant or defending a research concept, using uptalk destroys my credibility. It makes the speaker sound deeply insecure. The takeaway here is record yourself speaking on your phone. Are you ending your statement with a question mark? Practicing driving your pitch down at the end of your sentence. downward intonation signals confidence, authority, and certainty. Let's listen to a song given Heartbreak Anniversary.
Forever, said that you love me, but that'll last forever.